Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we will learn a lot.
And I'm Peter. Today we are going to talk about musicals. Today's topic is Around Town.
And our title for today is Let's Go to the Theater. Let's go to the theater. Peter, do you like musicals?
I do. One time I saw a musical in London. It was called Les Mis. It was so great.
Oh, Les Mis! I never saw the musical, but I heard it was a great story. Let's start off our lesson with today's Read It. Here's Peter.
There's a new show at the Caitlin Theater. It's a musical. Rob, Linda, and Ben are going to the show. Taylor can't buy a ticket. They are sold out. Alex has a favorite actor. His name is Timothy Tao. He is an actor. He is in plays and musicals. He sings very well, too. He is coming to town next month.
Thanks, Peter. So Rob, Linda, and Ben will watch a musical. I think they will have a great time.
Yeah. Friends, do you like to watch musicals? I have seen a few musicals, and so far they have all been amazing. Well, what about you? Have you seen a musical?
I have seen a musical. I've seen a musical in New York City. It was called Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that's a great movie, too.
I love it.
Well, friends, these are great stories, and they're always fun in theaters. Well, here's Christina to show us our key words. Let's go to her right now.
Hi, friends. 今天的主题是戏剧演出。Rob 说最近有一场新的表演。There is a new show lately. 名词 show 就是表演或者是演出的节目。这场表演是在 Caitlin 戏院演出的。There is a new show at the Caitlin Theater. 剧里的 theater 是戏院、剧院。这个字也可以指演出的戏剧。Taylor 说他想买票的时候就已经卖完了，所以他没有买到票。She can't get a ticket. 所以门票、飞机票、电影票、各样的票都是 ticket。Alex 说他最喜欢的演员就是 Timothy Tao. 男演员就是 actor. His favorite actor is Timothy Tao. 他是舞台剧、音乐剧的演员。He is in plays and musicals. 这里的 play 表示戏剧或者是舞台剧。Musical 则是音乐剧。
Good morning, Rob. Do you like theater?
Yes. I love theater, Linda. Why do you ask?
Look at this advertisement in the newspaper.
There's a new show at the Caitlin Theater. It's a musical.
And it starts next week. Do you want to see it?
Yes. Let's go.
Let's ask the others, too.
Sure.
In conversation A, we meet Linda and Rob. Both Linda and Rob like to go to the theater.
A theater is a building where plays and shows are performed on the stage.
Yeah, there are many types of theaters. Some are very fancy, and others are made to fit the show.
That's right. A theater has many chairs for people to sit on.And there is a big stage. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this word, theater.
今天的主题就是 theater, 戏剧。我们先来练习一下这个字的发音。请注意一开始的 th 的音是念 th。请跟我一起来练习 theater, theater。这个字当名词的时候可以有两个不同的用法。首先它可以表示戏院或剧院，比如 Rob 就说 The show is at Caitlin Theater， 你也可以说 movie theater 表示电影院。 另外 theater 也可以用来表示戏剧，尤其是舞台剧。所以 Linda 一开始就问 Do you like theater? 你喜欢舞台剧吗？所以如果说 Are there any theaters in this area? 意思就是这一区有没有戏院。那如果是说 Are you interested in theater? 就表示你对舞台剧有兴趣吗？
Thank you, Christina. So Linda saw an advertisement in the newspaper. I see advertisements almost every day. I see them on television and in magazines.
I see advertisements on buses and trains. Hey, look, I saw this advertisement for pizza. We should go get pizza there.
Oh, it says buy one, get one free.Oh, that is a great deal, Peter.
Yeah.
But it only says only on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, I'm going next week.
Oh, I'll come with you. So Rob says there's a new show at the Caitlin Theater. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this.
Hey, everyone. Here's the moment that you've been waiting for.We get to learn a new grammar point. There's a new noun at the noun. For example, there's a new teacher at the elementary school, or there's a new movie at the movie theater. Don't forget to use it!
Well, thank you, Rebecca. So there's a new show coming out, and Rob and Linda want to go see it.
Yeah, and it's a musical. I love musicals. I love hearing the songs and watching the actors dance.
Yeah, in musicals there is singing and dancing and acting. But at the same time, there is a story being told.
That's right. The musical will start showing next week. How exciting!
Next week. Next week. Oh!Okay, so it is February 18. If the musical starts next week, it will start around February 22nd or February 28th, too.
I think Rob, Linda, and their friends will enjoy the musical very much. All right, let's go to Conversation B right now.
Do you have a favorite actor, Alex?
Yes, Timothy Tao is my favorite actor.
Oh, is he an actor on TV?
No, he's an actor. He is in plays and musicals.
So he's a good singer. Actors sing in musicals.
Yes, he sings very well.
Maybe I can see him sing.
You can. He's coming to town next month.
In Conversation B, we meet Susie and Alex. They are talking about actors. Marie, who is your favorite actor?
Oh, I know. My favorite actor is Denzel Washington.He is a great actor. He is great in all his movies.
I agree. He is a very good actor. Actors perform in movies and on the stage.
Alex's favorite actor is Timothy Tao. He is in plays and musicals.
Well, let's take a look at this word play. A play is a show you perform in front of people.
Right.When I was in elementary school, I was in many plays. My favorite play I did was Peter Pan. I was Tinkerbell. I remember flying all over the stage.
Wow, well that sounds interesting, Marie. So the actor Timothy Tao sings in plays and in musicals. Alex says he is a great singer. Marie, can you sing?
Peter, I can sing, but I am very bad. I don't think you want to hear me sing.
Well, I'm sure you're kind of good. You don't have to sing right now, though. Don't worry. But do you have a favorite singer?
I do. I like Michael Jackson. I think he is the best singer of all time. I really like his song, Beat It.
Oh, that is a great song. And he is a very good singer. Friends, who are some of your favorite singers?
The actor Timothy Tao will be in town next month. Peter, do you know who's going to be in town this weekend?
Who?
My friend from elementary school. I'm very excited.
Wow, that's great that she'll be in town. You can show her around town. Maybe you can take her to see this musical.
Oh, what an excellent idea, Peter. Well, I hope to see Timothy Tao next month.
Well, he is a great actor. I hope you can see him. All right, friends, it's time for us to take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today, we are talking about going to the theater.
That's right. Linda and Rob will go to the theater to see a musical.
And Susie wants to see actor Timothy Tao sing and perform.
Oh, Timothy Tao, he is an amazing actor. He can sing. He can act. What can I say? I hope I can see him in this musical. Okay, friends, let's go to the next conversation together.
Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Ben. You're very happy this morning.
I'm excited about the show tonight.
Oh, right. The show at the Caitlin Theater is tonight.
Are you going?
No, I can't get a ticket. The show is sold out.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. Maybe I can go next time.
In conversation C, we meet Ben and Taylor. The first thing Ben says is, "Good morning, Taylor."
When someone says good morning to you, they are just saying hello. This is what we say during the morning.
That's right. If you wanted to say hello to someone in the afternoon, you can say good afternoon.
That's right. Ben is excited about tonight's show. He can't wait to see it. Marie, you must be very excited because your friend is coming to see this musical.
I am very excited, Peter. I will plan many things for us to do.
That's great, Marie. So Taylor wants to go to the show tonight, too. But there are no more tickets. She says, "I can't get a ticket."
I can't get a ticket? Peter, you just said today's
calendar phrase.
I can't get a ticket.
I can't get a ticket. 我买不到票。
Are you going to the show?
I can't get a ticket.
It's Saturday night.
I can't get a ticket.
It's a really great show.
I can't get a ticket.
Everybody wants to see it.
I know. That's why I can't get a ticket.
I can't get a ticket.
I can't get a ticket. 我买不到票。
So Taylor can't get a ticket. She needs a ticket if she wants to get inside and watch the show.
Yeah, if she doesn't have a ticket, she can't get in.
Well, the reason Taylor can't get a ticket is because the show is sold out. Let's take a closer look at that word sold out with Christina. Hi, Christina.
Taylor 说他想买票，可是票都卖完了。The show is sold out. 如果我们说 something is sold out, 表示这个东西已经销售一空了。Sold 是 sell, 销售的过去分词，所以 be sold out 表示被卖光了。也可以说 we sold out of tickets, 我们把票都卖光了。这里的副词 out 有完全彻底没有了的意思。类似的用法像是 we are out of bread, 面包吃光了，或是 we ran out of milk, 牛奶用完了。
Thank you, Christina. When something is sold out, it means there is nothing left of something.
That's right. One time I went to see a movie. I was so excited to see it.But when I got there, I couldn't see the movie. The tickets were sold out.
Well, Peter, you could have seen the movie another time.
Well, I couldn't see it that day. All the tickets everywhere in every theater were sold out. So I had to wait a while, and then I could see the movie. It was pretty good.
Well, if it's a popular movie, then the tickets will definitely be sold out. But at least you saw it. Well, Taylor will just have to watch the show another day then. Right now, let's review our keywords.
Here's our first keyword today. Show. Show. What time is the show?
Theater.Theater. I watched a show at the theater.
Ticket. Ticket. Please buy me a ticket.
Actor. Actor. He is an actor on TV.
Play. Play. This play is great.I like the actors. Okay, friends, those are the key words we have for you today. Make sure to be practicing them at home. And now it's time for us to take a look back at our lessons together. Let's watch!
Good morning, Rob. Do you like theater?
Yes. I love theater, Linda. Why do you ask?
Look at this advertisement in the newspaper.
There's a new show at the Caitlin Theater. It's a musical.
And it starts next week. Do you want to see it?
Yes, let's go.
Let's ask the others too.
Sure.
Do you have a favorite actor, Alex?
Yes, Timothy Tao is my favorite actor.
Oh, is he an actor on TV?
No, he's an actor. He is in plays and musicals.
So he's a good singer. Actors sing in musicals.
Yes, he sings very well.
Maybe I can see him sing.
You can. He's coming to town next month.
Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Ben. You're very happy this morning.
I'm excited about the show tonight.
Oh, right. The show at the Caitlin Theater is tonight.
Are you going?
No, I can't get a ticket. The show is sold out.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. Maybe I can go next time.
Oh, look, here's something interesting.
Monkey Man, it's just a newspaper.
I mean the article in the newspaper is interesting.
Oh, what's it about?
Well, there's a new show at the theater.
A new show?
Mm-hmm. It's a musical.
A musical? I love musicals. La, 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 la.
Yeah, I know. And Timothy Tao is the actor.
Oh, Timothy Tao. I love Timothy Tao.
Yeah, so would you like to go see the show?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. Yay!
Oh, good. Oh, wait. There's one problem.
What's that?
We can't get tickets. Oh, it says the show is sold out.
Oh, Monkey Man.
Oh.
La, 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 la. I can sing instead.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about theater. And here to answer our question is Miss Faye Muss. Welcome to the show, Faye.
Thank you, Rob. It's so nice to be here.
Well, Faye, you are a famous actress.
That's right. I do a lot of shows on stage.
Well, Faye, we have a question today from Irma Baumann of Berlin, Germany. Irma writes, my husband and I love to go to the theater. Can you teach us words for different types of shows?
Excellent question, Irma. There are many different types of shows people can go see in the theater.
What is your favorite?
My favorite is the musical.
Oh, I love musicals.
Yes, musicals are a lot of fun. A musical is a play where actors sing and dance.
Wow. Are all musicals funny?
Well, some. These are called comedies.
Oh, I love musical comedies.
But some musicals are dramas. These are more serious.
Oh, yes. These are very interesting. The music is often very dramatic in these musicals.
Exactly. Musicals are fun to perform.
Are there comedies and dramas that aren't musicals?
Of course. There are all kinds of performances in the theater.
We should all go see a show. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. We learned a lot. Hey, Peter, what are you doing?
Well, there's this great movie coming out, and I want to get tickets. I don't want to have that same situation happen. When tickets are sold out, you can't see the movie, so I'm getting them ahead of time.
That's a good idea, Peter. Well, I hope when you order on the phone, it doesn't sell out.
Well, yeah, maybe you should get some tickets ahead of time for this musical.
Oh, yeah, I should. I think I'm going to order the tickets today.
Here, borrow my phone. You can order them online.
Oh, thanks, Peter. This is great.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this show, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.